Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. And today I'd like to share with you a strategy that I've used many times over the years, but in different formats. This is a very specific format I'm going to share with you, and something that you can definitely duplicate and replicate for your own business. So the site is 2019productivitychallenge.com. So that's 2019productivitychallenge.com. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I do a productivity challenge every spring, and this year is the ninth year. So I decided to do something a little bit differently. Typically, for these first 8 years, I was doing it on my blog. So I'll explain how I did that, because that's still an excellent strategy in itself. What I would do is I would start a post, and I would say what year it was, like the 2018 Productivity Challenge. And I would write day one, and I write a little something about what I was going to do. Initially, I did it for 21 days for the first two or three years. Then I switched over to 30 days. And then every day, before I would go to sleep that night, it would be the final thing I would do, I would add the following day's challenge to it. So that at the end of 30 days, what I had was a 5,000 to 6,000 word post. And by the second day, I had purchased the domain. So if you go to Productivity Challenge 2018, you can see what I did last year. And also what I did, and here I'm going to go to that page so you can see it. And it was productivitychallenge2018.com. And what I do is I allow people then to download the PDF of that challenge. So they're downloading something that's 5,000 to 6,000 words, sometimes more. Finally, I got up to about 10,000 words with these. And this was excellent, and I would get some comments. But over the years, comments have dropped off because of social media. And it's more difficult to get someone to commit to the challenge and to check it every day or two, and then to also leave comments along the way. So for this year, what I did was I created a website, the 2019productivitychallenge.com, and within this site, someone can sign up on the right. It says get started now. They put in their first name, their primary email address. They receive the initial message that welcomes them to the challenge, and then every other day, so that throughout the month that they're in it, so whatever day they sign up, it's day one for them. So whatever day they sign up, that's day one, and they'll receive 14 additional messages during the next 30 days. So that way it's not an email every day, so it's not so overwhelming to people that are not used to receiving quite so many emails from marketers. We like to send, you know, an email 10 times a week typically, sometimes a little less, 7 days or something, and we always say that we only send an email on days that end with Y. So... Or D-A-Y would even work. So I thought I'm going to set this up, but let's make this a win-win-win. So when I was doing it on the blog for 8 years every spring, it was a win for me because I'm able to show people that I do have knowledge, I do have experience, I have expertise. And in productivity and time management, even more specifically, I'm known now as an expert in those areas. So they were able to come every day or as often as they would want to, and they could do it any time. And when they did do this, then they learned from me. I did recommend various things, products and courses of my own, things through affiliate links. They could leave a comment so people could see who they were. So the people participating in the challenge each year could see the other people that were also participating. And I thought, okay, so that's good, but let's make it a win for more people. So the way I've done it now, you can become an affiliate for a free product, which is the 2019 Productivity Challenge. And I have information about that right on the main page. So I benefit because I'm adding to my list. I'm teaching people areas that I'm an expert in. So they benefit by learning from that. But then also, the people participating and people that have no interest in participating can all become affiliates for the product. I'm in a system called Nanocast and have been for in about 7-8 years now of my 13 years online. I left the previous service. It wasn't serving me. I went over to Nanocast. And if you scroll to the bottom, it's the newest product right now. So that way people can promote it. They can say, yes, this is free. This is from Connie Reagan Green. They can join. But then anything that people purchase in the future is cookied in to that affiliate. So there's a huge, huge potential over the years, and that can start right away because someone joins my list through an affiliate link. They receive the email for that day, for that 2-day period productivity challenge. I'm recommending something, and if the person came in through them, they're credited, they're cookied in for that sale. So I want to talk a little bit more about the challenge. At this point, I've just finished 10 days of the challenge. So the way that I have it set up, I want to look at some of these pages and share with you. I do it every 2 days. So right now I'm looking at days 4 and 5. And another thing that I do is you name the pages. And from the beginning, anytime I did anything like this, so I've done a Super Summer giveaway, I've done a variety of programs where people opt in and then they receive the information dripped out over a period of time through email. And what typically happens is people finally see how you name the pages, and then they're just going straight to the pages. So they're missing part of that process, part of the training, part of the experience. So what I did this time, I decided to use all kinds of languages. And I've used on this page that I'm looking at, I've written the numbers in Japanese. I've done Greek, Latin, Spanish, and Finnish for the languages. And so I share, I say, here are your day 4 and day 5 downloads for your productivity challenge. And for the even numbered days, I'm either giving them a report that I've put together for them, or I'm actually writing something that's 2 or 3 pages long. There are a couple of images in it, but still there are about, you know, let me pull this one up from day 10. Yeah, there are about over 1,000 words in it that I've written. So I have a topic for that day around time management and or productivity, and then also I begin sharing information. So when I did this for day 10, okay, here, let me continue, though. So on the even number day, it's on this day, on day 4, I gave them a 10x your productivity through leverage with an emphasis on sales funnels as a report. On day 5, so the odd numbered days, I'm giving them something that someone put together, and this is someone from my mentor program, from the productivity challenge, or just from any of the groups that are my circles of influence on the internet. So if you are hearing this during the first 30 days, I would love to have something from you. What would I love to have? Well, on this day, it's from nutritionist Cheryl A. Major, and she's my nutritionist. She's written a book called Eat Your Blues Away, how she was able to disappear her depression by changing the way she eats. And I've worked with her for a couple of years now. So she put together something, and it's something short, but it gets to the point. It's Eating for Maximum Productivity, something that you can download. And then you can also find out about her website and other information. Then I also give something special at the bottom sometimes, and this one is 5 ways to 10x your business in the next 90 days. So I want to go over to day 10, and let me open this up in a new window. So for day 10, I thought, you know, I'm used to being very productive. I'm used to managing my time extremely well. I complete more in any 7-day period than almost anyone that I know. And that wasn't the case before I came online. When I was teaching and working in real estate, I had average productivity and probably less than average ability with time management. So something shifted in my mind and in my actions, and now, boy, I can get a lot of work done in 3 or 4 hours. I really can. So for day 10, I thought, you know, people have been receiving a lot from me. Even though it's only every other day, they still have received a lot of information. So I said that in day 10, that you've reached day 10 in the productivity challenge. Congratulations. And I said, today's a day to step back and reflect upon your life and business. I'll also recap with you what I've shared over the past 10 days. And I say, when you make the time to step back and reflect, you work on your life and business rather than working in it. and you see the difference. All of us are busy each day with too many things, and everything feels like it's both urgent and important, but is it really? And then I talk about the Eisenhower box or the decision matrix. You may know about that. I link to a blog post there, and I go on for another page where I give a recap and links back to everything I've shared. And this document, if people got way behind, and I see people talking on social media, they're emailing me and they're saying I'm behind, and I'm always saying, don't ever think of yourself as being behind with anything that you're doing. Instead, you're right where you need to be on that day. But we all want that. It's the Zagarnik effect. We all want that completion, or we feel like something is missing, and it is if something isn't complete. So every 10 days, I've done it on day 10, I'll do it on day 20, I'll do it on day 30, I'll do one of these recaps where people can step back, have all the links in front of them without having to go to the pages on the website if they don't want to for some reason, and they'll have access to all of the downloads. Starting on day 11, I'll be teaching people about how to organize, how to make sure they have a folder that's called Productivity Challenge 2019, and they can put all the downloads, all the information in that folder. It's an excellent way to stay organized and focused. So I wanted to give this as an example. This is very easy to set up. I had my tech person just take the domain 2019productivitychallenge.com and set up a WordPress site. And I didn't do it as a membership site the way I typically do. Instead, we cloned a site that I had used for the Super Summer giveaway that I still use in the summers. And on that site, it was day one, day two, day three, all the way to day 10. And instead, with this one, I just went in and created new pages. And then every page, it's just a couple of very, very short paragraphs about what they're going to get. And as a PS on most of the pages and in the emails, so I had to set up an autoresponder for this and send emails to let them know where the new page is at every 2 days. I'm reminding them to sign up as my affiliate and to recommend this free training to anyone they know who might benefit from it. So I want you to think about this strategy. It's a free product. And yes, you can have an affiliate link for a free product. You can even do that on Warrior Plus, which I wasn't aware of until a few years ago when I saw someone giving out a report there, and I was able to send them through an affiliate link. They could get the report for free, and then there was an upsell afterwards. So that was the possibility of earning some commission. So this is an excellent model. Like I said, I've done this in different formats, different things over the years. It's always beneficial. You'll get lots more people on your list if you're choosing a topic that can be helpful to many people, the mass audience. So you'll notice when I was reading from day 10 here, let me go back to it. Here it is, that I said at some point, oh no, this is something else. This is something I'm giving them as a gift. All right, so the day 10, oh, where do I have it? I opened it up as an internet page rather than as a web page instead of as a PDF. All right, so I said, when you make the time to step back and reflect, you work on your life and business rather than working in it. So when I included life, that means I'm not just talking about business. And of course, I wouldn't be. With productivity and time management, you don't want that to be something you do only when you're doing work. You wouldn't want, if you had a job, you wouldn't want to be very productive and mindful of your time during work hours and then go out the door and drive home and let that all go out the window. No, we want that holistic approach of life and business. So whatever topic that you are covering, make sure it covers people in a more universal way. So like what Cheryl Major is doing is talking about how eating, you can change your life with eating, but it's not just the way that you live your life every day, it's the way you'll be able to do your business as well. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what you think of this business model and if you've opted in and shared it with a friend, what that experience was like, and how I can better serve you with excellence in marketing. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green from Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Have a wonderful day.